Thank you, Sam. On to our final set of news stories for this part of today's recording. The Norfolk coast takes another battering in the latest storms. The main entrance point to the beach at Hemsby has been lost after further erosion battered the coast. Sand was washed away from the gap, the main access point to the beach, while the dunes next to the car park have suffered significant damage. The village, home to about 3,000 people, has suffered from severe coastal erosion in recent years, with many properties abandoned as the cliffs slip away. The aftermath of the 2013 surge, which condemned several homes in the main road, the Marams, marked the emergence of a cliff around Hemsby Gap. In subsequent years, this emerging cliff has been levelled out on numerous occasions to ensure continued access for beachgoers and Hemsby Lifeboats vessel. Since 2013, the village has lost 25 houses, including in December 2023, when five homes south of the gap were demolished following high tides and fierce winds.
Age UK Norwich is celebrating its 80th anniversary. To mark the milestone, the charity is hosting a range of events throughout the year. These include a birthday party at the Bishop's Gardens, a history exhibition, quizzes, golf days, and cycling events. There will also be fundraising opportunities for schools, as well as abseiling, walking, and running events to raise money for dementia. The charity has also set an ambitious target of raising £80,000 to further fulfil its commitment to providing much-needed support. Particularly, the Age UK branch in Norwich has been at the forefront of technological innovation, including pilot work on the Gait Smart technology that assists with fall prevention. This work will continue throughout 2025, along with national work on hospital discharge experiences for the Department of Health and Social Care, DHSC, and a nationally released hydration training programme. The charity is currently looking for corporate partners, sponsors, and investments to help safeguard its future for another 80 years.
Plans to restrict the size of vessels entering the Broads are set to come into force in a move that signals the end of an era for the waterways. The Norfolk Broads was once a busy highway for commerce, with coasters steaming along the River Yare between Norwich and Great Yarmouth to deliver goods. But these large vessels have since disappeared, and the Broads Authority has decided it no longer needs to offer the service of pilots, the experts who help guide seafaring craft through the waterways. With the scheme being scrapped, the authority is now seeking to limit the size of boats entering the Broads to 24 metres, except in special circumstances that will require a 42-day process to get permission to enter, which includes passing a risk assessment. A consultation has now been launched to assess boating organisations' views of the changes, with members of the Broads Authority's Navigation Committee voting unanimously to agree with the new restrictions at a recent meeting. It is one of the final hurdles to pass before the restrictions come into force. The last time a ship required pilotage through the Broads was more than a decade ago, when a large barge travelled to the sugar beet factory at Cantley.
The roof of Norwich's biggest leisure centre is set to be replaced as part of a solar project costing nearly £1 million, but the scheme has hit a snag. Norwich City Council wants to attach panels to Riverside Leisure Centre as part of efforts to improve its efficiency and cut carbon emissions. However, since the project was launched, it has discovered part of the roof is too fragile to bear the weight of these devices. This means the scheme will require a larger scale of work than originally planned, with the deteriorating structure needing to be replaced. Part of the flat roof on which one of the solar arrays is planned to be installed is said to be nearing end of life, and installing panels would likely accelerate its degradation. So, it has been proposed that the authority replace the 20-year-old flat roof as part of the project with another which is specially designed to support the solar panels. City Hall secured a £520,000 grant for the solar panel scheme and is contributing an additional £375,000 from borrowed funds. The expected £140,000 bill for replacing the roof will be covered within this original budget for the scheme.
The city has been invited to a memorial service for a much-loved restaurateur after his death last year. Richard Hughes, chef director at the Assembly House in Norwich, passed away in September following a long illness. A service is being held for the 63-year-old at St. Peter Mancroft Church on January the 30th at 2 p.m. His place of work, the Assembly House in Theatre Street, put out a call to city folk who may wish to attend. In a post on the venue's Instagram, it said, "We'd like to invite you to join us in remembering and celebrating the life of Richard Hughes, our brilliant, funny and inspirational boss." In October last year, hundreds of people gathered outside a city hotel to pay their respects to Richard ahead of his funeral. Mourners braved the rainy weather, lining Theatre Street and the Assembly House driveway to honour him as the funeral procession passed through the award-winning venue. St. Peter Mancroft, where the upcoming memorial will be held, tolled a special bell for the chef as the hearse paused by the fountain before leaving the hotel.
We have now reached the end of part one. Marianne and Stephen will follow on with part two with more news, another feature and information desk. So Paul and I will say goodbye for this week and hope you enjoy the rest of your listening. Goodbye.